Welcome to A Voice of a People live here with Linda Sims on WGH Talk. How you doing today? It's such a beautiful day and the sun is shining and hopefully we won't have any more rain storms coming our way. But anyway, it's a glorious day, right? Remember, this is the day that the Lord has made and we will rejoice and be glad in it. If it's your first time, I pray it's not your last time. And if you are a faithful supporter and listener to A Voice of a People, thank you so much for your support and for your love. And I'm saying hello to each and every one of you. Along with you supporters, we have Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, of 1325 North Main Street in Marion, Ohio. And that telephone number is 740-382-8552. We also have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street in Marion, Ohio. And that number is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Now, they have an ongoing announcement. They have free produce available every third Saturday of every month. The next will take place this Saturday, June the 20th. It begins at 12 noon until 2 p.m. If you need free produce or know of someone else who needs free produce, please share this information with them and let them know that this takes place every third Saturday of every month, at least this summer, okay? And again, that is this Saturday at Logos Christian Ministries. Also, we started a prayer chain sometime last year, and we want to keep that up. Shirley has a good report. Thank God for that, and we have been praying faithfully for her. Also, I have asked you to pray for me in my health challenges. Also, anyone you know that have need of prayer, maybe having difficulties in their bodies or maybe they've lost a loved one, you can also lift up my neighbor. Her name is Edie. She lost her husband 3 days ago of 26 years. And just remember her and her family in prayer. We thank each and every one of you for, you know, just being a part of the show and lifting up our country, our leaders, in the highest level to the lowest level, your communities and things like that. Lift them up in prayer also, because you know what? Prayer changes things. Prayer also helps. So we want to keep that going as much as we can. Okay, now let me move on here for a minute. Let me see what's next. Oh, we do have entertainment going on this weekend. We have Bobby Floyd, who is Marion Maid and Academy Award winner. I don't remember what year it was, but he was. And he's been here before. He will be at the May Pavilion at the Palace Theater, the annex onto the Palace Theater, this Saturday, June the 20th. Okay, doors open at 6 p.m. Entertainment starts at 6:30. There will also be a silent auction there, and general admission is $40. Pre-sale only, no tickets at the door. Pre-sale only, no tickets at the door. Okay, and they will be hosting Shauna McNara. She will be hosting the Bobby Floyd Trio Entertainment Night, featuring artist LaCosta Mays and comedian Cameron Steele. So it should be a night of laughter and joy, and not only that, just taking advantage, I'm going to say advantage, of Bobby Floyd's artistic ability on that organ that he plays. You know, no one plays like Bobby Floyd. You will remember him once you come to listen to him. So I pray that all of you who are able body come out to enjoy that night. Also, we are having an event the last Saturday of June, the Marion Voices 2.0. It is our 8th annual celebration of Juneteenth Day. We will be featuring our youth this a week from Saturday. We call it Marion Youth Explosion, Black Joy Summer Fest. Everything is free for all ages to come and enjoy. We'll have a live band there. We will also be featuring Roman Bracey Malcolm. He will open us up in song. We also have, I'll give you in a minute, we will also have a youth choir singing there, and Victor Floyd will be our band. We will have bouncy houses, food trucks, and vendors there at our event. So remember that, 12 to 5, a week from Saturday, at Martin Luther King Park in Marion, Ohio. So mark your calendars. We hope to see you all there. Okay, last year we celebrated our historical marker in Martin Luther King Park. So maybe if you have not seen that yet, you can come and you know, check that out, read the front and the back of it, and find out why we were issued this historical marker for that area of Marion, Ohio. Okay, so let me move on to the next thing. Don't forget the homeless. They're always looking for volunteers, okay? And their telephone number is 740-387-4550. Again, 740-387-4550. They're always looking for volunteers, and they always need supplies. So give them a call and see what they are in need of. Or just pick up some laundry detergent or trash bags or paper towels or toilet paper, disinfectant spray or dish soap, bath towels, washcloths, if you are able to. Okay, so I think that is a great need in our community to help support the homeless. Now, they also help families. It's just not single people that you may run across that do not have shelter, you know, over their heads or around their bodies or safe from the elements of the earth. But there are families, husband, wife, and children. So they have all they can that are in need. So remember them as well. I like to start my show off with a thought for today. And that thought today is titled, Chasing Limited Desires. Do you chase limited desires? Oh, let me see what that says. You know what? It was just right here. I don't know why it disappeared. Things like that happen when you're on the air, right? Thought for today. You know, everything is popping up but that. Oh, there it is. Okay, here we go. Chasing limited desires. If your mind has any limited desires, they will not allow you to become content. When you are walking in the sun, your shadow goes ahead of you, and if you try to catch it, you won't be able to. When you turn around, your shadow will follow you. In the same way, desires attract you and make you cry. Let go of them, and they will follow you. Those who ask for something can never become full and complete. To chase any limited desire is like trying to catch a mirage. Wow. All right. I had to think about that thought before I can talk about that one. Okay. So now I would really like to turn my attention to my guest today. It's her first time being with us. Her name is Amber Furstenberger. And we welcome Amber today. And how are you today, Amber?
Very good. Thank you, Linda.
Wow. So glad you made it.
Yes.
Our first time together on the air, right?
Right.
Now, I have to say that I've been knowing Amber for a little while. I think since 2009 when we met. I think so. Yeah. Through the Child's Evangelism Fellowship. Yep. So we've been knowing each other for a while, right?
Time,
yes.
Right.
For a
been through some things.
Yes, we have. Yes, we have. But it's been all a joy.
Yes.
God's always present and helps us out, and I thank Him for that. You know, if it wasn't for the Lord, where would I be, right?
Right.
Absolutely. For all of us. Absolutely. So tell our audience just a little bit about yourself, Amber.
Well, I was pretty much grew up in Marion County, went to Pleasant School. Went to Ohio State at Marion, taught for a while, and then wanted to be home with my kids, so I started started a daycare in my home, so I know some families with children. And then, as you said a minute ago, we worked with Child Evangelism Fellowship. Had a great time getting Good News Clubs in all the schools in Marion County, so that was awesome. The Lord did all that. And then back in 2021, a friend of mine at church shared the opportunity of LifeWise Academy, that it can take children from the school day, students in the public schools, take them off the school grounds, teach them the gospel, teach them Bible principles and Bible character building traits and everything, and then take them back to the school day. And that was all so exciting to me because I love the fact that Child Evangelism could do the after-school programs right on the school property, which was awesome. Kids could stay and hear the gospel and learn about Jesus. But when I heard that we could do it during the school hours, and it just has to be off school property, parent permitted, and public, or can't use any public funds, it has to be privately funded.
Okay.
And if those three things are taken care of, then the Supreme Court back in 1952 ruled that it is completely legal to have the, it's called release time religious instruction.
Okay.
And that was passed over 70 years ago. And so it's been a joy to learn about it. And it's kind of sad that the church didn't know about it for all these 70 years.
All these years, you think, right?
Very few people were involved in. Now, Child Evangelism Fellowship does have some release time religious instruction, and there are some other organizations that do it, but it's not well known. The churches don't really understand that that's a possibility.
Oh, I didn't know that. And Child Evangelism had the same advantages.
Yes, they have done
removing them from the school?
In some areas, they have been able to do that. Mike Todd, our state director, told me that they have been able to do that in some areas in Ohio, and I don't know if other states, but he has been involved in that. So that was awesome to find out that CEF is already involved in it. But when our founder, Joel Penton, who's a former Ohio State Buckeye football player.
Okay.
He lived in, from Van Wert, Ohio. And at that time, there was a small organization that had, it was called.
Can you come a little closer? Yeah.
I'm going to read a little bit of this history because it's really interesting. Okay. Back before 2018, LifeWise Academy was born out of the partnership between two ministries, Stand for Truth, which is what Joel Penton started, and Cross Over the Hill. So Stand for Truth was formed in 2011 as an event-based ministry to reach students in public schools with the gospel. And Over the Hill was founded in 2012 to provide the release time Bible education to public school students. So that all started in Van Wert, Ohio, which is Joel Penton's hometown.
Okay.
And in the following year, in 2018, one of the founders for Cross Over the Hill, he was a board member, and he asked Joel Penton, who was the founder of Stand for Truth, to help answer a question. He wanted to know if release time religious instruction is legal and so impactful, then why is it so uncommon?
Wow.
So they started with, they call it the riddle. They wanted to know, why haven't people jumped on board with this release time religious instruction? And they concluded that too many barriers were in place to cause the program to go easily.
Okay.
So Joel Penton set out to figure out a way to have a plug-and-play model. And that's where LifeWise was born, where they can take the all that needs to be done to start it in one school, replicate that in another school easily, where they have all the documents and all the things, the training for the staff and volunteers online, so they can just plug in what they've done in Van Wert and do it in another school easily. And so they the Cross Over the Hill board decided to switch over and take on the name of LifeWise Academy. So our first school was in Van Wert, Ohio.
Wow.
That following year, in 2019, they started in two other schools, Ayersville Schools in Ayersville, Ohio, and in, there was another school, Riverview Schools. So they had three schools that had the program running. In 2020, they decided to start a goal of, they wanted to have LifeWise Academy in 25 schools by 2025.
Oh, okay.
So that was, that's when I joined the program. I heard about it in 2021, and the first meeting that I went to, they were talking about this goal of having 25 schools by 2025, and they were so excited, and that was a big goal.
Oh, right, right.
Well, by 2021, they already had 28 new schools.
Did they?
And within that year, I believe they had 36 schools by the end of 2021. So they already blew away their goal.
Wow.
And so at that point, they started, I think it was...
How big are the classrooms at this time?
It is all different, all over the place.
The sizes.
Yeah, the sizes are, some of them, there it is right in front of me. Some of them are real small, just a handful of kids. Others have, like, several, a lot of schools have over 100 students being
served. Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's great right there. That's good news.
And I know they were, in 2022, they started the goal of having 1,000 schools with a LifeWise program by 2026.
Okay.
And right now, we have 1,021 schools being served across the country.
Okay.
And when we started, it was just in Van Wert, and it grew in the other counties of Ohio. And now we have 34 states that have live LifeWise classes, and 37 states are in the process of launching classes.
That's great news.
Yes. So once all these confirmed schools launch and have live classes, there will be 1,459 schools with LifeWise programs.
Wow. Look at God, right?
Yeah. It's like, wow, because they never in a million years dreamed that it would grow that fast.
Right,
that,
right.
You know.
I'm sure. And I'm so, it's so good. It's such a good news to know that, you know, all is not lost.
Right.
In the day and time we live in, right? Yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely.
There are so many things that God has done that has just been miraculous over the last, since 2018. So they never dreamed that it would be all over. Like, I wish I had my map here to show you, not that the listeners could see it.
That's
but
all right.
All the states
right,
that are covered.
Right, right.
And then there's, you know, the ones that are up and coming to be.
So how does that compare to Child Evangelism Fellowship? Or have they done a comparison between the two of those religious, not religious, but
gospel
Bible
teaching?
Yeah,
right?
Gospel teaching.
We are similar in so many ways because we cover our program with prayer. I mean, that's the
right.
number one beginning point for all of the LifeWise classes.
Right.
And it's I've been to the different training sessions, and that's like the number one thing. You've got to have a prayer team. You've got to cover everything in prayer before you even start looking to, you know, launch
right,
a class.
Right, right, absolutely.
So, and I know Child Evangelism Fellowship is very much, you know, we've got to have God in this. If God's not part of the program, it's not going to happen.
Right.
Or it's
right.
not going to happen well, that's for sure. So number one for both organizations is prayer, making sure that we're following God's lead, making sure that the Holy Spirit is, you know, filling us so that we can share the gospel with the students effectively.
Right.
And
right.
Not doing it on in our own strength, but letting the Holy Spirit guide us with, there's so many decisions, again, like CEF, there's, you know, the schools and the communicating with the administration and with the staff.
Right,
making
right.
sure the schedules all match up and the classrooms and respecting the school system and making sure that we're being honoring their time and their schedules, because it's one of the differences is that CEF happens after school hours, so we're not, as long as we have a location in a classroom in the building and we are honoring of the that property and everything, it's not as logistically challenging, I should say.
Right.
Life-wise, having to take the children from school, we have to agree with what timing up is best. We can't take students away from any core classes. So a lot of the elementary schools, we take the kids during lunch and recess. And so we have to make sure the kids get their lunch or we provide the lunch or things like that. Mm-hmm. So that kind of thing CEF doesn't have to deal with, because CEF take a snack with us if we want to, you know, give the kids a little something to eat after school. But LifeWise has to deal with, okay, if we're taking them during lunch, these children must eat.
Oh, absolutely.
And they're missing their recess, so we must give them some active activities during that LifeWise class. So we, you know, make sure they either have a sack lunch provided by the school, or some organizations or some programs for LifeWise will provide lunch, because there's not time for the children to get through the lunch line. Mm-hmm, even if it's a sack lunch, it takes a lot of time to do that. So some programs will get donations to provide whatever it is they're going to serve the students.
And then try that, Mike.
Even when the students come at a different time of day, we still have activities that will get them up and moving so that they're not sitting for whole time they're with us. But especially when they are coming over the lunch hour, we do games and things to get their little bodies moving and that they will enjoy. So some of the other similarities is we stay strictly by the Bible. What the scripture says is what we teach. And we make sure to teach the whole gospel, you know, that God loves us and that's why he sent his son, so that we could be forgiven.
Absolutely.
That Jesus did die on the cross. He was perfect, but he died for our sin. Mm-hmm. And that he didn't stay dead. One of the videos on LifeWise website, the little boy from LifeWise Academy says, "Did you know that Jesus didn't stay die? Didn't stay in the grave? He rose again. He didn't stay dead. He rose again. He's alive." And so they hear the whole truth that Jesus did die on the cross. We're able to have our sins forgiven, but he rose 3 days later.
Amen.
And he's alive, and we can accept him as our Savior.
Right.
And that we can have him walking with us, and
that's the gospel,
Holy Spirit
isn't it?
In us, and having that victory in life that you can't have without
that
him.
That is fascinating to realize. He is not dead. God is alive now and forevermore. And I guess that would fascinate little minds to think, wow, he did die.
Right.
But he's not dead now, right?
Exactly.
He's the only one that has that testimony out of all the gods that are being served and worshipped.
And some people will say, well, how can you be so limited that Jesus is the only way to heaven, the only way to God? Well, he's the only one that came back from the dead. All the other religions, they can't say that their leader came back from the dead and is alive.
Or that he ever lived. Right.
So we, you know,
right,
we make sure the children know that he's alive and that we need him to forgive us so that we can live forever with him and live here on earth, having him in our lives. That
Amen.
It's not just a future glory, it's we can have him
right now, glory.
Right now, with everyday stuff going on, because we all have stuff.
Don't we? Oh, wow. And do we ever need him more than ever before in our lives? At least I find myself needing him more, just to give me strength each day, you know, because from one moment to the next, during the day, so much happens.
Right.
And we have no control over any of these things that are happening. Then you have your loved ones and your grandkids and your great-grands and your family and your church members. And it's just a lot. And we do need God to move forward and to be encouraged and persevere in these days. I'm excited about that, too.
Right.
To even be alive during this time. But, yes.
And it's so exciting to be able to provide this opportunity for public school students, that some of them never have gone to church. They've never heard about Jesus unless it's in a heated moment where someone's taking the Lord's name in vain, mm-hmm, they don't mm-hmm. even know that Jesus was the Savior of the world. They just think of him as a word that you say when you're mad, you know, which is unfortunate. But
very.
I've heard kids, if I say Jesus, they're like, oh, you can't say that. It's like, yeah, Jesus Christ is God's son, mm-hmm. and that's a good thing.
Yes,
you know?
Absolutely.
Instead of, they may have only heard it when someone's been angry, and that's sad. So we're teaching them that Jesus is, you know, God. And
yes.
That Holy Spirit and God the Father and God the Son, they're all who we want to follow. They're
absolutely.
Real. They're not a fairy tale.
Amen.
The Bible is true.
Yes.
And we're able to give the students a Bible, and it's amazing when you see the kids' faces when they get their Bible. It's like, oh, this is mine to keep, you know, they're so excited. And that's
right.
So there's so many things that LifeWise is able to do during school hours, which is the biggest difference with other organizations, because some of these kids would not be able to go to Child Evangelism
right.
Fellowship's Good News Club because it's after school.
After school
and
hours,
the parents
right.
don't have a way to pick them up mm-hmm. unless they ride home on the
right.
bus. So that was one of the things that got me excited. I love Child Evangelism Fellowship. I love the Good News Clubs.
Mm-hmm.
I've been involved with it forever.
Long time.
Still
yes.
on the committee
yes.
with the CEF committee and things like that. I don't want to take away from anything that they're doing because they're fantastic.
Right, right.
But the LifeWise Academy is just a different means of sharing the gospel with
right.
students who wouldn't otherwise be able to hear the truth of God's
it's an extension.
Love.
You
yes.
can look at it as an extension of Child's Evangelism Fellowship. And you know, when I was in grade school, I didn't even realize that's what it was. But now it makes sense to me. We were able to leave our classrooms in the class would walk across the street to a church, and that's where we had our Bible reading and in our construction time and pictures of the Lord and things like that, you know. And then after our time was over, we learned prayers and stuff, we walked back to the classroom. This was during school hours, and you said since 1952
right
this was allotted by
the Supreme Court of the country.
I didn't realize that was time released.
You were a part of the
yes.
release time religious
yes.
instruction and didn't even know it.
During school time,
yeah.
yeah.
So it was
makes
happening
sense.
In places. It's just not well known by the churches, and we never picked it up and ran with it.
Right. And that was just little Marion, Ohio.
Right?
We were a part of that. Every
yeah.
class
I didn't,
did that.
I didn't know you were
yeah.
doing that back.
I didn't know that's what it was called.
Nice. Well, it doesn't really matter what it was called.
Right,
you got
right.
the benefit
oh,
of
yes,
having those
absolutely.
Bible classes during school hours.
Oh,
which
yeah.
is fantastic.
It was so fun. We look forward to it.
Right.
You're getting out of class, and you get to walk across the street. And that
right.
was Mark Street School, which
right.
is on Greenwood
right.
Street. And that church still on that corner, opposite
mm-hmm.
corner. And that was a church we'd go to
that's
and had
fantastic.
A basement. Yeah.
And
yeah.
I don't know why over the years that's been lost, because obviously it was running back when
it
you
was,
were in school.
It was. I think when, I can't remember her name, she put those charges against Supreme Court that she didn't want her son to be a part of anything like that or to be.
So all the only difference is we just have to have the parents' permission.
Right.
And students don't have to come. I don't know what it was like when you were going to the Bible classes, but it's completely voluntary. If the parents
I don't even
want
remember.
To allow it, then they sign the
right.
registration form saying their child's allowed to go to the LifeWise
right,
classes.
Right, right, right.
And if they don't want their child to go, then they just don't sign the permission form. That's, you know, simple.
Right.
And everybody has their choice, so there's not anybody
what
infringing.
What was her name? Madeline O'Hara? But I think when she brought those charges and Supreme Court made that decision, that people just froze.
And they thought that it was no longer legal.
Right.
When it is.
I think that's
because
what happened.
The release time religious instruction
right.
ruling happened before that.
Right.
It was 1952. And I think
it
all
had
of
nothing
her
to do
stuff
with
was,
her.
Right,
right.
was after that. But it didn't take that ruling
wow.
away. So.
Why are people so offensive about Jesus? That is the whole problem. They're very offensive
right.
about him and him being
only,
God.
Yeah, he's the only one that can really live up to his claim of being God.
Right, absolutely.
So that's why he gets attacked.
Oh, my, my, my. And so much attack, you know, even mm-hmm. when he was on the earth.
Right.
How they attacked him, you know. Hmm. Wow.
Exactly.
Time goes on, doesn't it? You learn. Learn something new today. Okay.
And you were a part of it and didn't even know
didn't
it.
Didn't even
that's,
know it.
That's fantastic.
All I remember, we left school, walked across the street to the church, and had our little time over there, and our little instructor was there. So how many instructors do you have to have in a classroom?
LifeWise has a very strict security system for mm-hmm. the students. So we cannot, even if we have one student, we cannot have just one LifeWise volunteer. We have
right.
to have teacher plus another person with the students at all times, whether it be on the bus. The buses have the bus driver, and mm-hmm. then there's got to be a bus monitor. And sometimes there's more than one volunteer
right, right.
with the bus driver, but there has to be at least two adults with the children at all time, whether it be on the bus. If a child has to go to the restroom, there's two people with them. It's if a child has to go out of the classroom, if ever, like if you're just standing out in the hallway, you have to have that door open so that you can see the staff member that's out in the hallway with
right.
the child and the rest of the class. But typically, it's always at least two volunteers with a student or with the class. Now, when we're teaching, there's always the trained teacher. And then there's a group of volunteers. Sometimes there's another like substitute teacher in the class who's had training. Sometimes it's all volunteers. All of our people who work with the kids have to have a strict background check. And then pastor reference and have the application process. So everybody's, you know, interviewed. And
right, right.
They normally have, like the directors have a couple different at least two interviews, plus the pastor's recommendation, plus other references. So they're very strict on making sure the people that are working with the children are safe and that they love God, that we have a statement of faith mm-hmm. that any and everybody who works with LifeWise has to agree with that statement of faith. And on top of that, there's a code of conduct, which is very traditional and conservative.
Okay.
So if anybody wants to be a volunteer or a teacher or a bus driver, they have to agree to live by that code of conduct as well,
mm-hmm.
which is just very biblical
right,
as
right.
far as what the standards of morality, so that our staff and volunteers will be good role models
absolutely.
For those children, and it won't send
conflicting
messages
right,
to the children.
Right.
If we're teaching one thing in a class, we want to make sure our staff and volunteers are living that message
absolutely
throughout the week.
Yes,
know?
Yes, yes, yes.
So there's always at least two people, usually much more than that because the classes are getting larger and larger.
Okay,
so
okay.
you have several volunteers so that each volunteer will have a handful of students to guide and support during the class, keep them on task and help them with any questions they might have. There are activities and, you know, memory work and things like that that the volunteers can help one-on-one with the students.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, that's a lot like Child Evangelism Fellowship, where they have the same rules where you
right.
can't have just one volunteer with kids. You have to have at least the teacher and a volunteer and additional people in the classroom. So
how's that going? Has your team been able to get a lot of volunteers out of Marion, Ohio?
Right now we have one program that's up and running. That's
okay.
Elgin. Elgin has their goal is to serve from first grade to eighth grade
okay.
this coming year, and they've had enough volunteers. They can always use more to run the elementary classes for the last 2 years. The first year they started with two grades, the second year they added a couple grades,
okay.
and this coming year they want to add the rest of the elementary from first grade up through fifth, and then they want to do the junior high, but they need two more teachers to be able to do that because the classes, some of them will be running at the same time, some of them at different times, so you just need more than, right now they have one teacher and they need like two more to run all the different grade levels that they want to be able to serve.
So how do you do that? like each day of the week you have a different grade level?
If they're doing them all over the lunch hour, mm-hmm. then they would have like two grades on Tuesday, two different okay. grades on Wednesday, two other grades on Thursday, and we might have to move into Monday and Friday, okay. depending on yeah. how, like with River Valley, our goal is to start with the middle school, mm-hmm. because the superintendent told us that each middle school grade has a period at the end of the day. Now, we're not sure if it's going to be the same time next right. year, or it could be different times during the day, but they all have a study hall, which is called their Viking period or something, at the end of the day, where they have a full 40 minutes oh. where they can work on their homework or whatever, but it's a free period. And so the superintendent suggested that we start there okay. because the kids are already available. It's a full 40 minutes where sometimes lunch and recess, there's just a lot of things you have to get into that period right, of time right, right. with food and everything.
And I kind of like that, too, because the higher upgrades, they're going to be out in the world sooner.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's why we went to the high school, junior high school, your mother right. and I, you
yes,
know.
Yes, for the...
Because we knew they needed it, and they were going to be, you know, out in the world a lot sooner than the elementary.
Exactly.
Plus, the elementary ones are already taught. So when they get to, like, Grant Middle School, you think, but, you know, we had the complete opposite
right.
result from that, you know, because I felt like once they got to junior high school, their minds began to change because they were influenced by different people. So, and to maybe one or two,
right.
you know, would be with us or for us, but it got to the point where it wasn't big enough for us to do all that we did. And our last year there, we served one. Just like there was 101,
right.
you
right.
know, but it wasn't worth it after that. So,
and that,
but
I know Child Evangelism just took on board a young lady whose goal is to do the junior highs.
And that's
and,
something.
Yes.
Well, good.
So Mike Todd's daughter Bethany has come on board, and she wants to.
Bethany.
Yes.
Now, how old is she?
Yeah. She's graduated, and she's a young lady now.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah. So she just came on board with Child Evangelism Fellowship, and her heart is for the teenagers. So she wants to get more
and your
of
mother,
the.
Yes, she right. thought that we need some younger people.
Right. But you guys.
And maybe
a,
that's it.
But you guys did a great job at
we
Grant Middle
best.
School, and even reaching that one young. I think it was a young lady.
Yeah,
right?
Young lady.
So that was worth it for her life. And we're just hoping and praying that more of the Good News Clubs can
yes.
get into the junior highs.
Absolutely.
And even into the high schools as the kids grow. You want something for them as they go
all the
on
way.
To that. Because that's what we're finding with the Good News Clubs and the LifeWise programs mm-hmm. when we started in the elementary school, they get to fifth grade and they're like, well, what am I going to do next year?
Right.
When I get to middle school, I want a LifeWise program. I want a Good News Club
right.
when I get to middle school. So we need more people with that heart for the teenagers.
Yes, we do.
And so we'll see how it goes with River Valley. We're excited to get into the
praying for that.
Sixth,
yes.
seventh, and eighth grade there at River Valley. And then we're also going to be starting at the elementary school at Pleasant this fall. Elgin's continuing on with theirs, and they are getting into the middle school, so praise the Lord that that's growing. Now, again, we need staff. We need the additional mm-hmm, teachers mm-hmm. and volunteers, because when you serve more students, more grades, you need more staff.
Right,
so,
right.
And we're looking for another bus. River Valley had been ready to start a year ago. They had their teacher and their volunteers, their bus driver, but they didn't have transportation. So, again, that's another difference between LifeWise and CEF, because mm-hmm. we have to have a way to get the children from the school to the location
right.
where the classes are. And River Valley purchased a minibus, but it had to have some maintenance done to it. So it just broke my heart that they didn't get to start their classes last year when they had all the staff and they were prepared to start except for the transportation. So we're getting that all resolved. We are looking for a larger bus. We have one minibus, but when I talked to a local youth pastor, he said that at River Valley, the students already have a Bible study that they attend during the lunch hour, and because the students are running it, they're allowed to do that during the lunch hour at River Valley Middle School. And so he said that there's like 40 kids out of each grade level that come attend the student-led Bible study.
That's great.
At River Valley Middle School. So it's extremely exciting, but it also shows that we need a bigger bus. Because he said those students are going to want to come to LifeWise.
Absolutely.
And so be prepared for at least 40, and we're hoping those 40 young Christians will bring their friends.
I'm sure.
And so
eventually,
we're praying for buses for each of the LifeWise programs, because once the students share it with their friends and they start coming, we're going to need a place for all of them to sit on that bus.
Yes, you will. Oh, we get to leave school for this too? Yeah, I'm on. Right?
Exactly. And that might be their motivation to start with, but when Jesus transforms lives, then they're going to just want to know more and more about Jesus.
Absolutely.
And how much he loves us.
Right. Because it makes you wonder why this other person is so different.
Mm-hmm.
Than me or the people I hang around with, you know. What is it about them? And that's the type of life we want to live.
Right, so that people can see Jesus without us saying a word.
Right, absolutely.
And just feel his love when they're around us, or feel his peace when they're around us. That's what we want to be able to share with the people around us.
Definitely.
So
great. So good. So good. Good things, right?
Right.
We visited one in Upper Sandusky. Is that one still running? Do you know?
The LifeWise program?
Mm-hmm.
I believe so.
Okay. So. Cheryl Lee and I visited one up there. Oh, I can't even think how long ago that was, but we did up there in Upper Sandusky. And we sat in and witnessed the program and all that. Yeah, it was nice. It was real nice.
Oh, good.
Yeah, real nice.
Well, we're wanting to get a program going for each of the school systems. We had... we've already met with the superintendent for Marion City Schools, so that's in the progress. We need to get a leadership board, because once you've met with the superintendent, you need a group of people who will help do the trust raising and the fundraising and all that stuff to get the program off the ground. So we're looking for leadership board members in Marion City and in Pleasant.
Okay.
So River Valley, we have a few, but we're looking for some more leadership board members. That's anybody who would like to see the gospel being taught to our public school children, who agree with the statement of faith and the code of conduct, and who are willing to meet. At the beginning, it could be once a week for an hour, hour and a half, but as we get closer to the launch and after the program launches, then it's probably once a month. After things are running smoothly, then once a quarter to where that leadership board meeting isn't as often. We also need lead teachers. Lead teachers are ones who are willing to do a little more training
and stuff, yeah.
All of our teachers need to do the training.
Okay.
And the lead teachers do a little extra by helping the director out with some of the observations and evaluations and doing some of the paperwork. It's like right now I'm the director of River Valley and Pleasant, and that's a very time-consuming job. So if we can get lead teachers to do some of that, because we want to make sure all of our staff and volunteers are doing a good job. So someone has to just go in and observe, just like you would at a public school where the teachers have an evaluation once in a while, and an observation, things like that. So a lead teacher would help me do that sort of thing. And then regular teachers basically get their lessons ready and go to the class each week. That, like I said, with Elgin, they're having to do more than one day. Depending on how many teachers you have, it could be one day a week during the lunch hour. It could be 2 or 3 days a week. Just depends on what that person's availability is.
Right.
And so we're looking for substitute teachers. We're looking for bus drivers. We're looking for volunteers, like I said earlier, who can just sit with a small group of children, help them open their lunch bags and stuff like that so that they can get through that quickly instead of taking up the whole time. Things like that. So we also need ambassadors who their jobs basically is to make contacts for us.
We have about 30 seconds. left.
Oh, okay. Well, then let me tell you quickly that River Valley and Pleasant are both in the middle of their matching grant month. So if we are able to raise $1,500 by July 5th, then LifeWise Foundation will match that. So that's all the programs are looking for funds. But
we're great. That's, so people can donate
right
money to
and
the organization.
Go on
yeah.
to LifeWise.org, and it tells you how to get to your school and donate
right.
or join our team or sign the interest list.
Well, great. Thank you, Amber, for coming and sharing with us about the new program in our city. We really appreciate you. Till next time, everyone. Be
You're
blessed.
You're listening to The Talking Place from Charlie Evers.
You know, you could come in handy, too, with that electricity. If we have problems with our transmitter, which is above you, yeah, all you'd have to do is raise your hands and energize our transmitter.
To formerly of WNCI, Weasel Boy, is that true? I've never asked that question on air before, by the way, but...
I can tell.
I wasn't even sure how to word it.
When the way your arms got going, I he's never asked anybody that question.
I wouldn't even know. To 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, do you think he needed her after that primary election?
Yes, and I think I go back to Abraham Lincoln when it's the, you bring your enemies close.
That was, had you ever seen a primary like that in your life?
You mean Abraham Lincoln?
You weren't there for that one. You weren't there for that one.
I read the book.
Hillary and Obama. The Talking Place. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com. Marion Self Storage is a proud supporter of WGH Talk Radio. Telephone number 220-666-0956. Email info@marionohselfstorage.com. Web address www.marionohselfstorage.com. Address 1377 Marion Waldo Road. Marion Self Storage. Telephone number 220-666-0956. WGH Talk celebrates America 250. Societal norms of the late 19th century included the use of both at-home cards and receiving friends cards. At-home cards were utilized as a means of announcing that an individual, usually female, would welcome guests to her home at a specified date and time. The cards did not require a response, but were rather an open invitation. Receiving friends cards, such as one from 1872 from a Marian couple, would make known that they would be receiving friends in recognition of their paper or first wedding anniversary.
At Poet, when we look to the future, we look to agriculture. We want to thank farmers for their dedication and hard work that sustains our rural economies. You play a pivotal role in shaping our world and our communities for the better. As Poet produces American-made biofuels, we are proud to create local jobs and expand grain markets for local farmers. For more information, visit poet.com/Marion and enjoy the 2026 Marion County Fair, and we look forward to celebrating the 250-year birthday of our great nation.
For professional lawn care you can trust, call Nate's Landscaping. They offer mowing, mulch, and trimming services. Telephone number 740-725-4380. Remember, that's Nate's Landscaping. Telephone number 740-725-4380.
Remote or on site, be it any time, day or night. give Adam a call at 614-530-2326. Almost any problem, he will have the fix. When picking your computer guy, Adam should get your vote, because most issues he can fix remote. And don't forget to listen to his show on WGH Talk, Marion, Ohio.
We are proud to present Magnificent Marion Moments. In March of 1905, a band of Brazilian gypsies camped on a farm a few miles outside of Marion, Ohio. On March 20th, a woman known in the camp as Queen Cleo died during childbirth. The body of both woman and child were buried in St. Mary's Cemetery. The original handmade wooden cross is still in place. The cross has no name or information on it. A few years later, a small stone was also placed on her grave. And now a few words from Scott Spears, Charlie Evers, and the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
Scott, did you know that Halley's Comet used to fly over Marion every night?
No, Charlie, I didn't know that. How's that possible?
Well, it wasn't really Halley's Comet. It was Martha Dowse's fire baton coming from Girard Avenue.
Don't miss it.